Ron, let's talk for a moment about the angelic realm. I think you've already answered the question, do angels exist? But I'm wondering, and I imagine many of our listeners are wondering, how do they affect our lives here on Earth?
You know, Brian, believe it or not, angels are mentioned almost 300 times in Scripture. And from those references, we can safely conclude that there are angels who serve God as well as angels who serve Satan. Of course, Satan himself is a fallen angel who rebelled against God. But here's what I find fascinating, and this is from the book of Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? So from the moment we receive Christ, God assigns angels, not just one, but a collection of them who are charged with ministering to us as individual believers in Christ. But it doesn't end there, Brian. Angels are not only here to minister to us, but to protect us. Think of Daniel, who was thrown into the lion's den. King Darius went to open the pit the next morning to discover that Daniel was still alive. In Daniel 6 and verse 22, Daniel explains what happened. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. One more example is found in the Gospel of Luke, which shows us that our angels can attend to our emotional and spiritual needs. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he experienced severe anguish at the thought of facing crucifixion the next day. After he prayed, we are told in Luke 22 and verse 43, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. These ministering spirits are on call to do the same for us. And I could go on, but Brian, in the interest of time, I'll leave it there. But let me quickly give you two final thoughts. First, we cannot direct angels. Only God can do that. And second, angels are not to be worshiped. We worship the Creator, not the creation. And angels are created beings. So be encouraged today. The angels of God are very real and very busy ministering, protecting, and guiding those of us who believe in Jesus.